Are schools failing our kids when it comes to nutrition education? More on this question today.
This is the game of food.
This is the game of food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
I have a strong stance on educating our kids on nutrition because I think it's majorly lacking and I think it's very important, both of those things. I think it's super important and I think it's lacking. So there should be people like me and others who kind of stand up and say something about it. But before I get into this strong stance that I have, I'm on Twitter now. I didn't know that I would like it, but I think it's okay. And it's kind of cool because what I do is I just put thoughts. I just type my thoughts that I currently have and post that. And I didn't know that there was a social media app for that because I wasn't really ever a big Twitter user. So if you're on Twitter, give me a follow. Look up Spencer Frederick, or you can look up my tag name, Spencer at S7, and it's the at symbol, Spencer at S7. Give me a follow, and I just leave my thoughts and things that I want to improve on. So when you read those, you'll see exactly what I'm thinking and kind of like notes to myself sometimes. Okay, on to this strong stance. I wish schools taught nutrition. I think it is vital. I think that people struggle with their nutrition a lot. And I think there's a lot of people, obviously, in America who struggle with their health. I mean, we still haven't stopped the obesity, overweight trend. We still haven't stopped the diabetes trend and whatever other trends we have related to health and wellness. And so I think the final answer is educating our kids. Now, warning or disclaimer, I'm not attacking schools. I'm not attacking teachers. Sometimes when I bring up this topic to like friends or family or whoever, it's like, no, somebody will say, no, I'm a teacher. And I say, eat your apples, you know, limit the sugar, eat protein, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, that's great. That's awesome. But it's not sticking because I am just looking at the numbers and things are still getting worse in America as far as our health goes. And so I think we just need to have a more extensive classroom setting where they can trial things, where they can learn how to cook. And that's probably what I'm going to dive into next is like, how should nutrition be taught? Well, I think it should be taught almost right away. Kindergarten, elementary, something like that. Second grade, maybe. I think it should be a lot like math. Like there's lower level math, like 1 + 1, and you show them how to add that up. Well, maybe lower level nutrition could be like, what is a fruit? What is meat? What is a vegetable? You know, they know their food groups. And then maybe, you know, level two nutrition the next year is, what does protein do in the body? What do carbs do in the body? You know, and then you have level three and you keep going. And then maybe one of those levels is like, after they know all their math from math class, now they can calculate their own calories. And then you teach them how to calculate their own calories. And then maybe a part of that class is like, you got to track your calories like all semester and, you know, write a paper about what you learned and your experience and what kind of results you got with your health and stuff like that. And so you know where I'm going. There should be levels. It should be first grade nutrition, second grade. And you should just be going until you feel like you haven't mastered and you've covered every small little detail of nutrition, much like we do with math. Because I had math almost all the way through elementary, middle school, and high school. It just got harder and harder. You know, it got more in depth. That's what I want for nutrition. And I want nutrition to have like a class where you do like actually do it, like kind of like home ec. I really liked home ec, but there wasn't enough of it. I think it was only eighth grade at my school, or it was like only seventh and eighth grade. Now, I know schools have probably changed since I was in elementary and middle school and stuff, but it's not enough nutrition classes. It's not enough home ec. But in home ec, we kind of learned how to cook. Because I can tell you with my experience that's a hurdle that we have with clients is like they're knowledgeable, they're smart human beings, but they don't know how to cook. And that's a big problem if they're stopping at restaurants. Some people can't handle restaurants. They go to restaurants and they're too enticed to order the bad stuff. So they need to learn how to cook at home to stay away from some of that stuff. You know, and to talk about other adults, you know, I would say all of our clients are very smart human beings, and they don't understand one thing about nutrition. And that's wrong. It's not as complicated as math or the English language. It's not as complicated as social studies. So we should know it. And you know what it would do? If you had a really great nutrition class, you had different levels every single grade, it would put a lot of pressure on the schools, all schools, public schools, private schools, to serve better lunches too. Because when you have such an educated population of students and teachers, then that would put pressure to make the school lunches better. And I didn't mind school lunch when I was growing up. I know there were some people that hated it. I didn't mind it, but it is not the most nutritious stuff. And it's probably like, well, it's because it costs so much. There are healthy options that are cheap. There is a little bit of a better way to do it. Again, I'm not here to make anybody feel bad. Teachers, school administrators, school cooks, chefs, you shouldn't be feeling bad listening to this episode. We should just always be learning. We should always be improving. And that's what we do at S7 Wellness. We're always learning. We're always improving. And I would like that for our nutrition education and the lunch that we serve our kids. Now, if we do this, guess what? This is the biggest threat to me and my business if we were able to do this. Meaning, if we had an incoming generation of kids that knew a lot about their nutrition and they got practice cooking and they got practice tracking their calories. I mean, some teachers will tell me, well, their kids are so addicted to their phones. Okay, teach them how to put a free calorie tracking app on there, and that's your class or something. You know, what I'm saying is have them dive deep into it. Now you have this generation of people that know a lot about nutrition, and it was ingrained. And how was it ingrained? Because we started at such a young age. I might go out of business. I'm not going to go out of business now because there's so many people that don't have the nutritional experience or the knowledge that they need to do well on their own. Like, they'll never do well. And they have these terrible habits that they formed when they were maybe in elementary school and middle school. So me making this episode, I know is not going to change the world, but let's say this episode did change the world, it would be a major threat to my business. And somebody that like is a client of ours, or you know, if there's like someone on our team that's listening to this, like, Spencer, that's scary. It seems like you're recruiting people to kill S7 Wellness, our wellness company. And I guess I am. I really am, because that's the right thing to do. That's the correct stance. And if someday my business is not needed, then I will go on to solve other problems, because there will always be problems. And if you do a good job of solving people's problems, you'll always get paid. You'll always have a career and a paycheck. So honestly, I hope this happens. I hope that schools, whether it's private, whether it's public, I hope they drastically improve. Maybe they listen to this episode to create an outline on what a nutrition class should look like every single year. And then it destroys my business, because that would be a good day. Today, I can't really say I hope this helps. Today, I think I can say, I hope this opens your eyes. Spencer, signing off.